Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, welcome to In the Pink, sponsored by Bose. Stay home, stay healthy, stay connected.
So music aside, sport has always been a massive passion for you. Now, I don't think I'm exaggerating in any way, shape or form when I say you have an extraordinary ability to retain information, particularly about rugby, but pretty much all sport. I'm astonished you don't use this more in your career because, I mean, you do to an extent during the Six Nations, but I could pluck any player from any team, and I think you would know all his stats. Am I right?
Phew, that's a big one. I do remember doing Mastermind on Welsh rugby.
I don't remember that.
I've got more right, whatever. But
didn't you have a kind of a time category? Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was in the decade. Yeah, so it was quite detailed.
Go on, what was it?
I think it was 2000, 2010. But it was just
give me
really,
an example of the sort of questions you asked.
Like the first question was something about.
You know exactly.
I know they thought it was a bit weird because it was the first game in 2000 and in Six Nations or Five Nations as it was known back then, and who scored first. And I just vividly remember I don't know why, but Ntamack run around Shane Williams, who's making his debut. Richard Smith come off the bench to make his debut off Rob Howley, and what times the tries were scored and stuff. Things I just knew that, didn't have to study for that. I don't know what it is, maybe slightly autistic with my knowledge. Really love it. I like getting in and out. I like knowing my stuff. I don't know, just love sport. Love it.
Talking of Ntamack, his son had an amazing debut. I kind of made me feel quite old this weekend because we saw Gavin Hastings' son having.
That was his full debut, yeah. Ntamack's, I think it's third or fourth cap.
Yeah.
He's only 20.
He had a good game, didn't he?
What a player, yeah. France were good, weren't they? Yeah. We'll expect them to be quite good, and they were.
A bit painful on that front, being an English person.
England were weird. They were just. I don't know, it was kind of, after that game against New Zealand, which potentially was the best performance by an England side ever, to get an outpower.
Arguably one of the best performances of any side ever.
I'd agree with that, yeah, I'd agree with that. And then, I don't know, they just seem to be really interesting to see what happens now, because Eddie Jones came out after, didn't he, say, oh, it's my coaching, it's my bad coaching. He said that after the World Cup final. Mm. Okay, well, you've got to put that right, haven't you? So it's fine if it's vindicated, but now his selection will really be questioned. But do you know what? It's the same thing as Stuart Lancaster back in 2015 as it is now. England have an amazing pool of players, but the key is to find the right players in the right position. So if you take the back row, for example, always fascinates me. People say you should play this number 8 or that number 7. The key is to play the right balance of a back row. So England, when they had Dallaglio, Richard Hill and Neil Back, and they were arguing whether you play Lewis Moody or not, it was about having the right balance. And when they found the right balance, look what happened.
So it's about the dynamic between the players as much as the individuals themselves, after all, a team game.
Yeah, and it also, how do you want to play the game? Because now Sam Warburton's been brought into the Welsh team purely to look at the breakdown and the tackle area, how you tackle a player and what you do after that. It's like the fourth set piece now, isn't it, after kickoff? So you've got to have the back. If you look at Sam Underhill and Ben Curry, kamikaze kids as they're called, they're brilliant when Vinopola's at number 8, when you've got a ball carrier. But then you lose Vinopola, you put Curry back there, you bring someone else in, it doesn't have the same effect, and it was undone against France, wasn't it?
So, I mean, we'll come on to the Sean Edwards effect shortly, but you think it was the fact that it didn't have a big number 8 You think that was
No. So Sean Edwards is famous for
separating the Sean Edwards blitz defence thing. It's all linked. Yeah. Okay, go on.
So Sean Edwards got blitz defence.
Yeah,
we all know that because you know we know
it's what worked so well with Wales
So you can't really play outside of blitz defence. You know what was brilliant over the weekend was Dylan Hartley. Did you hear his?
I thought he was exceptional. Fantastic. I really enjoyed the chat about Saracens, which I thought was very balanced with Castagnier. But Dylan was very fair, but very firm as well. I thought he was, a revelation.
Yeah, he's brilliant on social media as well. And I loved him, and he was talking about this. So the blitz defence, you can't go around it because you don't have enough time.
And the conditions didn't lend themselves to it at the weekend. Would that be fair?
Yeah, I'm not sure how much that affects your
slippery ball and defence.
But
wide, though.
You've got to go through them. You've got to go through them.
That reminds me of the bear hunt.
Well, that's gone a bear hunt. That? What, who's that?
Can't go over it, can't go under it, gotta go through it.
Yeah. That is.
We're going on a bear hunt, we're gonna catch a big one. Mm. We're not scared.
Do you reckon they sang that before?
It's a beautiful day.
They sang that to the England team before they came
on?
Maybe.
Anyway,
they should.
Sure, you can tell I'm a mother of two small kids.
No, I liked it.
We've literally
You said there was no music in your body, you just completely proved that. so you've gotta go through it. So where's your ball carriers?
Yeah.
And you lose Manu to Ilagi early doors. Got no Vinopola. Sinclair was getting knocked back, wasn't he? So where do you go after that? And there's so many amazing number eights in England, like Sam Simmons and Nathan Hughes is not even part of the conversation. Don Brandt at Harlequins, Harrison at Northampton is playing. He's really in form, you know. So be interesting to see what they do with selection next.
Our biggest mistake not employing Sean Edwards? Because you know, come on,
I know.
Breaking news, I know. He's English.
I know. Well, yeah.
Was that an ego thing?
Gatlin always used to make me laugh. I got to know him quite well. Really good guy. Funny. Amazing, really, isn't it? 12 years at the top.
Yeah.
And poor Pivak had to walk into the stadium past the Gatlin gate on Saturday. Good luck, mate. But
Look what he did.
I mean,
amazing.
I know. But yeah, I think it's like he was saying that England, do you remember when he said England couldn't afford me? And the Welsh loved that, didn't they? But yeah, maybe he should have. Sean Edwards, legend. But, you know, that's one game and it's a new cycle and does it really matter? I don't know. We'll see. World Cup.
Could we? Oh, no. Yeah, I mean, are we still reeling from that loss to the Springboks?
I don't know. But you tell me, surely, that Saracens effect in the squad with other players.
Yeah. That would
have been a strange conversation.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
I don't think it can still be a hangover from the World Cup.
I think Flatt said, though, didn't it? I think players at that level, as soon as they start whacking each other in training, they don't really think about that stuff, do they? Just got to do the job in front of them. But France are good too, mind.
Yeah. Well,
we got on a couple
on
of weeks.
Day, yeah.
Does Wiggy come to that? Usually, I don't really speak to Wiggy for most of the year until Six Nations comes up, and he's like, "Geth, what are you doing Saturday? But can I bring my dad?" So yeah.
He suddenly goes very, very Welsh, doesn't he? By the way, my husband
really Welsh, actually.
Was born in Hammersmith, pretty much. Lived within a mile radius of Hammersmith
He's the opposite of me.
And yet he claims to be, not Welsh.
No, but...
Particularly during the Six Nations.
I was born in Wales and now I live in Hammersmith.
That's true.
And he was born in Hammersmith and would love to live in Wales. Claims to be Welsh.
So do you...
He's not really Welsh, is he?
He's not really Welsh. No. Not really at all. And yet, very much so. And apparently, so are our children during the Six Nations. They aren't Welsh at all.
Welsh is going to be, though, isn't he? He's going to love it. It's brilliant, though. I think the... At Cardiff, as you well know, when you came down and forgot all your tickets.
That wasn't me.
Oh, was that Wiggy?
That was 100%
Wiggy. Who
was it? Just so you know this, listeners, we went down there and my husband is somewhat militant about rugby and being on time and arriving.
He was stressed, wasn't he?
He was really, really stressed. And the reason he was stressed was because he put his hand in his pocket and there were no tickets in it that you had organised for us. And it stressed him out beyond belief because for the first time ever, and of course I took great joy in this, he made a mistake. He lost our tickets. And 90% of the time, it would be
fuming.
My fault. But wow. I mean, I've literally savoured that day. I've literally got every single
clip.
We had
to reprint them, didn't we?
Yeah, well done you on that.
No, thank you.
So just tell, really me about, tell me about...
It's like full-on Six Nations chat. I feel like we're on the...
Yeah, well, go on. I'm interested in your views on it because you do know a hell of a lot about rugby. What are Wales' chances going forward?
Oh.
Try and take the bias and passion.
Good. But I think it's the way that games fall and where they are. Like Ireland and England away will be tough. I think France. I said France. I call France at the start of the tournament just because of the way the games fall. To be honest, but Scotland look good, didn't they? And Ireland, you never know. I think they're a massive transition because they've got a few oldies and a few youngies.
And let's talk in more general terms because there'll be plenty of people listening to this after the Six Nations. Oh. In fact, sorry, it's not going out tomorrow.
Potch, well done, Wales. Wee.
Potch is before you.
Has Potch gone out before me?
Sorry.
Gutted. That's fair. It's not very topical, but fair. yeah, go on.
The bigger picture for Wales. Just tell us what it is to be Welsh.
Do you know what? The massive thing for Wales is to sort out the regions, isn't it? To get your players back in Wales. Like, because our league, Pro 14, you know, they're not performing.
No one's going to these games, are they? Well, what's the problem with that?
I don't know. Like, more than that, though, it's about Welsh teams have got to start winning, you know, on the big stage. And we got to bring our best players back to Wales. They've got to sort that out. And then maybe there's a sort of chance. You know, the Premiership is such a strong league. It's incredible. And Jamie, you know Jamie Roberts, a good friend of mine. He's just gone out and he made his debut on Saturday for the Stormers in South Africa. So he's pretty much done the full thing now. He's played top 14 France, Pro 14 or Pro 12 at the time. He's Premiership and Super League, you know, British Lions, Welsh Internationals. Pretty cool.
That's
CV
cool.
That is.
He's living the dream.
The league out. Well, we'll come back to it later.
Yeah,
living the dream.
But I mean, why wouldn't you?
Playing rugby in the sun out there. I don't know. Yeah, so we got sort the structure out back home and then sort of develop a few more. But we do punch above our weight, I think, on the international stage.
We think a very tiny
And Gavin got it right. You know, we were so close against South Africa. Mm. And who knows? Mm. I know you can't say, but an England-Wales World Cup final would have been something, wouldn't it? I don't think we would have won it. But I think it would have been brilliant.
That would have been epic. Tell me the story. Tell me the story about Finn Russell at the airport. So, because, you know, there's a bit of mystery around Finn Russell. He's clearly a very talented player, still very young.
No, what happened?
He's got a number of caps for a very young player, and he's clearly got a lot of talent, but he's not currently in the squad. Can you give us an insight?
Well, I was in Dubai last week with our mutual friend Kirsty Gallagher. Not on holiday, together,
working.
As in a relationship capacity,
right.
In a working one. We had a few drinks and a late night burger. Anyway, I came back Thursday and who did I see? But Finn Russell was in the airport. And
where's Finn? It's probably been trending.
I'm on a WhatsApp group with a load of Scottish boys that I play touch rugby with. So they were loving that because they're like, where's Finn? And I'm like, I found Finn. That was kind of the chat. But he'd been released from Scotland, as you know, and then he'd gone back to Paris, played for Racing against Castres, and all the boys had 4 days off, I think, or 5 days off. So he was out in Dubai. And then, weirdly, we're going through customs, chatting away, and I dropped my earpods. You know those Apple wanker earpods that everyone's got?
Yeah.
Might as well have a sign saying, I'm a wanker. But they're brilliant, aren't they? Have you got a pair?
I prefer Bose myself, but there you go.
Oh, yeah, Bose are great too. Have you tried the Bose sunglasses with the music in them?
I have.
Game changer.
Yeah.
Tried them out for the first time last week, actually. And I don't know why, but I just thought it was brilliant. It's weird, because when you first put them on, you think someone's playing music in the room. Yeah. I don't understand how they go straight into your ears, but they're actually very cool looking as well.
Very cool. Look at that.
Yeah. Anyway, I've got these quite handy. Apparently, Bose, I know for a fact, are bringing out the rival to the AirPod later on in the year. Look out for those. One of them falls out, which I'm sure won't happen with the Bose ones. And I find one, but I can't find the other one.
Oh, that's annoying.
It was really annoying. And I was like, I've got a long flight and, you know, what am I going to do? So I wait there and they're all really lovely. They get everyone out. Everyone comes out to help. And I'm walking back and forth through the customs and setting off the alarms and it's going crazy. And I thought I'm going to get arrested. Waiting for the trays to come around again to see if they're in there. Nothing. So by now, Finn and his mate have gone. And then I get a text about 20 minutes later from Finn saying, yo, bro, I just found an AirPod in my pocket. I'm like, what? How? Call him, find him at McDonald's. Like, how did that happen? He's telling the story. But he didn't remember it happened 15 minutes before.
How did it get into his...
We don't know.
Okay.
We don't know. But I just thought it was really random. And obviously the Scottish boys were just loving life. Bless him.
You found Finn and your AirPod. It's
I hope
a
he can
strong
sort
weekend.
Out, because, you know, they got some talented players, Scotland. Mm. So, so we'll see. I was just going to say about Henry Purgos, because I just realised I've never, because I'm doing a Masters at the moment, And I realised
that. Casually dropped that into conversation. Of course I knew you were doing it, but you know.
Oh, yeah,
our listeners didn't until just now. But
yeah,
please tell us.
No, but I haven't told no one. Yeah. I only told my mum and dad a few weeks ago. Anyway, yeah, weird. But Henry Purvis is on my course.
As teachers, they would be very proud of that, I'm sure.
Oh, mate, when I went to university, no joke, right? They obviously thought I was a thick one of the family. So, you know, in the dining room where the piano is and a few pictures and my dad's grog from being a conductor, there's like a space on the wall for my sister to get her degree. She's a bit older than me. There it is. No space for mine.
Because they didn't think you were going to get
it? No. Oh. I'm like, where are you going to put mine? They're like, as if. But then I got a doctorate from my university. So that's up there. And now they need to face... Well, I've got to pass it first, but yeah, 2-year master's in sporting directorship.
It's amazing.
Well, we'll see. I am enjoying it.
And why are you choosing to do that?
Because TV's weird, Nat, isn't it? TV's weird. So,
well, it's a fickle beast, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and some of it's out of your control now, isn't it? It's kind of a weird job in that... How do you say this? It's a weird job that in sometimes... You don't always get the job that you think you're going to get, and it's sometimes out of your control.
Very diplomatic.
Thank you. And that's cool, and some it's for the right reasons or whatever else, but you know, can affect your income. So I was kind of thinking, if you're a presenter, right? I don't know if you think this is the same, but if you're a presenter, I think you're a business. So to be a good business, you need to evolve.
Well, you're a brand, aren't you?
Yeah. So I'm trying to evolve that business by having another skill that might help me in a couple of years in a world that I'm fascinated by and really into. And the coaching side and the mentoring side of things through media and sport is something I'd love to do. Like, you know, it's right up my streets.
Thanks so much for listening to In The Pink. I hope you've enjoyed the podcast you've listened to so far. Please don't forget to rate, review and subscribe. Check out our Instagram page at in_the_pink. And you get all the details there about how you can win some of those Bose noise-cancelling headphones. And join the community. We're all talking about the various guests that we've had on the podcast and who we'd like to see and hear in the next few weeks. So thank you for joining us. Stay with us. Stay healthy. Stay home. Stay connected with Bose.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.